This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization led a team investigating the origins of COVID-19 during a mission that has been tightly controlled by its Chinese host, visited a hospital Saturday in the central city of Wuhan that treated early coronavirus patients. The World Health Organization led team there was headed to the hospital Saturday. It's the second day of a fact-finding mission to investigate the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Doctors at the hospital had collected samples from patients suffering from unidentified pneumonia in late 2019. Britain's Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove said Saturday that the European Union had recognized they made a mistake by briefly attempting to restrict some exports of COVID-19 vaccines by invoking an emergency Brexit clause. The EU reversed the plan to use the Article 16 clause to restrict exports of COVID-19 vaccines from crossing the Irish border into Britain within hours on Friday after the move sent shockwaves through Northern Ireland and in London and Dublin. He said he had spoken to the European Commission Vice President Maros Sefcovic and have both agreed on the need to restart relations. The initial decision to use a Brexit clause, part of a wider EU plan to control the exports of vaccines, illustrated how the carefully tuned Northern Ireland Brexit protocol can go awry. Germany is already ordering vaccines for next year to be ready if it turns out that immunity against COVID-19 needs to be regularly renewed or boosted. Speaking at an online event to answer questions from healthcare workers, health minister, Jens Spahn, said that they defended the progress being made on procuring and administering vaccines. This is VOA News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued an order requiring travelers to wear a mask on public transportation. That order echoes an executive order President Joe Biden issued shortly after he took office, mandating masks on commercial aircraft, trains, and ferries, and on federal property. The CDC order also covers buses, subways, taxis, and ride shares in the airport stations and terminals where people board. The mask must cover the nose and mouth and must stay on. The order prompts drivers, conductors, and crew members to only transport people who are wearing the mask. Many Parisians express their relief after the French Prime Minister Jean Castex announced stronger curfew measures but no new lockdown. Castex said that the coronavirus variant, first detected in Britain and South Africa, posed a dangerous risk to France, but that a third nationwide lockdown could still be avoided for now. Instead, France would further tighten COVID-19 controls at its borders, reduce the number of people allowed on to shopping malls, and increase police patrols against people breaking the nighttime curfew. While the new curfew measures are stricter than those previously in place, a lockdown would have forced stores to close. Castex said a new lockdown, the third for France, was still possible if the new measures failed to reduce the spread of the disease. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has now parted ways with his lead impeachment lawyers just over a week before his trial. This is according to two people familiar with the situation who spoke to the Associated Press on Saturday. The change injects fresh uncertainty into the makeup and strategy of Mr. Trump's defense team. The departing lawyers, Butch Bowers and Deborah Barbier, have left the defense team in what one person described as a mutual decision. It reflected a difference of opinion on the direction of the case. Mr. Trump is set to stand trial on the week of February 8th on a charge that he incited the riot inside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. A U.S. federal appeals court has ruled that the U.S. government could resume expelling immigrant children who cross the southern border unaccompanied by a parent. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia's circuit stayed the lower court ruling and allows President Joe Biden's administration to resume expulsions by former President Donald Trump under a public health policy citing the COVID-19 pandemic. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.